Adriana, with a point of information?
Go ahead, Adriana.
Yes, I'm sending to everybody Article 5, Board of Directors of the Foundation, Section 1, Eligibility, Number, Power and Duties. Point E, specific powers and duties, and in parentheses is number 5, it's appointing, supervising, and discharging the foundation's executive director, chief financial officer, and all foundation officers, prescribing powers and duties for them as are consistent with the law and these bylaws, and setting salaries and wages. I'm sending the email to everybody to clarify because I heard that were questions about this issue, and that's why it's here. And Madam Chair, to the minutes of June 2nd, I think that is, from the this committee, are not produced yet. I wasn't the secretary because I have then a conflict of interest with another committee. Thank you.
Okay. If I understand you, what you just read is from the bylaws saying that it is the PND that hires and directs the ED and the CFO. So, yes, we should, I guess, Maxine, you can take it up with the PND.
No, that's fine. Thanks. Carol said it as well. Thanks for the clarity. I will recommend it then and hope that the board will find my rationale justifiable. So we'll get to that. Obviously, it's a personnel matter that I guess we're not supposed to discuss on this, but thanks for the clarity.
Right. But thank you for that. Who was trying to speak?
Oh, yeah. I just agree with Adriana, and I sent those citations to this whole committee and to the ED as well. There's
about five minutes
left to this meeting, by the way.
Okay.
I mean, to this agenda item. I'm sorry.
Let's see. What else do we have? All right. I think, there are more details, but I think we've gone through it. We've had the discussion, and we have plans and next steps. Does anybody have any more points or point five? Any questions or comments? Okay, so we can move on to point six. The auditors are asking, as they do every year, they're asking for minutes for fiscal year 17 from the PNB, the Finance Committee, and the Audit Committee. Grace sent me a whole bunch of minutes earlier today, but what I don't necessarily have is a list of all the meetings, including closed meetings, closed meetings, to know if we've got everything. Can anybody help us figure that out? Carol, go ahead.
I will tomorrow go through 2017 archives and send you a list of all the audit committee meetings so that you can look at that with the minutes. And then I will volunteer to do 2 minutes that are missing if you tell me which two. Okay?
Okay.
This is Grace for the stack.
And Grace, go ahead. I'm sorry, who else was that after that? Grace and Serene. Okay, Grace, go ahead.
Okay, for much of the time period that you want minutes for, Aki Tanaka was the secretary, and he took very excellent minutes. He was very, very good at archiving them. So I will contact, before you spend a lot of time doing extra work, Carol, let's contact Aki. I'll promise to contact Aki tomorrow because he probably has all this already.
Okay, great.
Okay.
And again, that's starting with October 1st, 2016. and from there forward. Sorry, go ahead, Carol. You were speaking.
No, I was just saying thanks.
Okay. All right. I think Serena's on the stack for you. Somebody?
Yes, I think Carol probably meant fiscal year 2017 when she said 2017. But did you Eileen, actually go back to KTFTX to look for the minutes?
No, I haven't done that. I was hoping other people would volunteer and help do that.
Okay, no. When you put out a call that you needed help, I assumed that meant you couldn't find them. I didn't realize it meant you hadn't had time to look, which is fine.
Right.
Natural
function
there.
Yeah. No, I just hadn't done that.
You got to let people speak, or at least you seem to let some people speak without interruption, but with others, you have great difficulty.
Sorry. Right. Anyway, that's good. Where's my agenda? There it is. Okay, so we have some steps going forward on that. So that is done. Does anyone have any news on that motion we sent, I believe, October 1st to the PNB? It seems like it wasn't that long ago, but I guess it was. The one where it was written up with all the whereases, our motion where we asked the PNB to instruct the ED to ensure that all requests for information from NIDA and Pacifica's, in other words, that, you know, the stations respond to NIDA and the auditors, that be concluded. Did that ever make it through the PNB? Does anyone know?
This is Grace. Did I send you an email? Maybe I forgot to send you an email about that. The PNB modified it slightly and did pass it. So
okay.
Let me find that for you. Basically, we just took out the last part of the last sentence of the motion.
Oh, that does sound.
Approved it without that last portion.
Okay. All right. Thank you for that.
I'll explain a little bit. We had one meeting, and it was continued on two other evenings. So the meeting was actually one meeting, but it was three Thursdays. So the minutes were not completed till after the last Thursday of the meeting. I believe the draft minutes were sent to the board. They haven't been approved yet, but I can send the committee, because it was done in open session, so I can send you the minutes of that meeting, and I'll take out the amended motion. It was just a slight amendment. I'll send those to you right now.
And this is actually sounding a little familiar. The part that was removed was that the expense of the outsourcing be borne by each respective station and included in their budgets. Is that right?
Yes.
Correct.
And does that mean that the expense of the outsourcing of, I guess, bookkeeping and audit, accounting, done for each station, not be borne by each station? Do we know what
that means? Well, it's to be determined. We didn't decide not one way or the other. We just took out that part of the wording.
Oh, okay. All right. I guess we'll have to look into that issue at some point, or somebody will need to. Thank you for the information. Sorry?
I have a point of information.
Go ahead, please.
Okay, so at some point we had passed a motion in this committee that the auditor's report, or the and auditor's report of things that were missing would be compiled by station and sent to each LSB member around the country so that they could, in fact, determine what was happening. And then at a subsequent meeting, that was voted against. It was disapproved after having been approved. So the report that you're describing now actually does give the information by station?
What motion are you talking about? I don't know what you're... Are you asking Eileen?
I'm speaking to the chair. Am I speaking to the chair? I'm speaking to the chair. Is that the chair speaking to me?
No.
Let me respond. I did send an email to Nita to ask for that information by station, and the response I got, I put into a Word document, which I sent to you today. And I forget what the file is called exactly, but it was apparently a lot of information to compile. And there is some, let's say, delay, I guess, according to, I think, OneDrain. Sometimes George may have received information from the stations, but he hasn't yet forwarded it to the auditors because he needs to work on it in one way or another. So I think that would be a good thing to clear up in a meeting with all the parties to see if we can figure out how to keep track of what is missing and that, you know, could benefit from having some help from us or some other kind of action. Does that make sense?
So you're saying the motion that we approved and then disapproved is in fact being acted on, and it may, the report that you sent a few hours ago might in fact reflect that, although it may not be fully current. Is that correct?
That sounds about right. I don't remember the motion itself either, but, you know, the request for information did go out. But we also, George has said something to the effect of, you know, it took him a lot of time to put together what he did send us. And, you know, I don't think it's our intention to cause a lot of additional work that might, you know, take people away from what we're helping them to get done. So maybe there's a better way to do that. We also don't necessarily need to be on top of every detail, you know, just some of the bigger things that have turned out to be the problems or roadblocks or something to that effect. And again, I think that would be a good thing to take up in that meeting that Maxie is proposing among other parties.
Yeah, I can, if you want to put me on the stack, I can give a little context to this whole matter.
That would be great if people are, since I don't think we're going to be having a closed meeting, I don't have anything for it. I don't know if anybody else does. I think we can continue here for a little bit. So that would be great, Maxie.
And speaking again to George this afternoon, my understanding is that particular to this matter of George receiving things and holding on to them before he sends them to the auditor, this goes back to what I was articulating at the very beginning about us, our stations not utilizing generally acceptable accounting principles. And so what happens often, as George explains it, is he will request material, it will be forwarded, and then he's got to translate the information, almost like a transliteration, if you will, so that it fits the appropriate form or accounting approach. Oftentimes, he's also trying to reconcile the numbers with apparently something he provided the auditors at the very beginning of the process. I'm a little confused on this part, so I shouldn't speak too deeply on it. But my understanding is that that George, when he gets some of this material, he's trying to reconcile what the stations are providing. Some of the material doesn't match up to some larger financial statements that he's looking at. And so he's trying to reconcile these things. It often involves him going back and forth with the station business manager to determine how they either got to the number or what did they use to get to the number, or asking them to reconcile it. And so that is, in some respects, why there's this back and forth in this, what we have coined as a holding of documents. It's not that he's sitting idle or putting them in a folder and not getting to them. He's literally reconciling or trying to translate them in a way that is appropriate for the auditors.
Thanks.
Okay. All right. I think we have finished up point number 7 and move on to action items and any other new business.
Jamie, point of information?
Go ahead, Jamie.
Yeah, for just for Maxie, if you can tell me, I'm sorry, who is George that you were referring to?
Yeah, I'm sorry. George is the, he's an employee of NIDA. I'm going to give you his.
Okay, yeah, that's what I thought. I just wanted to clarify that. Thank you very much, Maxie.
His name is George Walter, and he is the senior controller at NTA.
Okay, excellent. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I think I heard other people speaking. Did somebody want to be on the stack?
I thought I heard Paulina when I was trying to clarify something.
Okay.
That's Paulina? Correct. Thank you. Serene already asked the question that I was about to ask. So we're going to say
Okay, great. Okay, so we are pretty much caught up here with everybody. All right. New business, I had included their Elaine status, and I'm still confused about that because I think both Adriana and Adrian were speaking to it with different approaches. I guess it would be great to get an email or something from whoever the chair of the LSB is in Texas. I'm not sure what the proper way to appoint.
Madam Chair,
unappoint.
Adriana,
I think that Adrian was first. Go ahead, Adrian.
So I can send you a copy of the KPFT LSB chair status of what our absences are, and Elaine has missed two LSB meetings, and plans on going to the next LSB meeting. Actually, sorry, I'm speaking out of turn. Elaine actually went to the last LSB meeting, so she missed two and then showed up for the last one. So her status is fine on the LSB. Right. So I don't know. I'm not sure what motion that Adriana was referring to, but I would propose that we send a recommendation.
Point of order, Madam Chair.
One moment, Adriana. Let Adrian finish speaking. Go ahead, Adrian.
Yeah, I would propose that we send a recommendation to the LSB to not change Elaine's active status on the audit committee, owing to the fact that Elaine missed her meetings because she was in a car accident, and she has every reason to be wanting to get back to normal and return to everything. So I guess that's all I have to say on that. Thanks.
Okay, Adriana, go ahead.
Yes, Madam Chair. Please ask members to refrain to try to explain what I'm trying to say, because it's always better if somebody asks me directly instead of paraphrasing. I never said that Ms. Elaine Duncan membership in KPFT-LSB was in any problem, because she came to the last meeting of our LSB. May I finish, Madam Chair?
Yeah.
What I was asking, what I was explaining, as Jay Sannon explained it in the October 1st, 2018 open meeting of this committee, that in committees, we don't give except excused absences, and Ms. Elaine Duncan missed five consecutive meetings of this committee. That was why, according to the way that all the committees act, me as secretary asked the KPFT-LSB chair to put in the next agenda, that is November of our meeting, November 14, 2018, to fill up the seat from Elaine Duncan to represent KPFT. I explained that before our meeting. I don't have any problem with Elaine Duncan if she wants to, like she proved today, because she came to this meeting, if she wants to be the representative. I don't have any problem in our next LSB meeting to propose and vote for her to be again part of this committee representing KPFT. What I did, of course, what is our practice? Can you ask Madam Chair for the noise to stop? What I did is what every secretary is supposed to do. When a person meets five meetings in a row, that person, after three, that person needs to be replaced. It didn't happen.
Three and a half minutes.
Okay.
Thank you. What I'm trying to say
is that she will have no problem at all. And like I said, I don't have any problems at all to bring her again as member of this committee. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Adriana. Carol, was that you?
Sorry, I was just saying that she had spoken for 3.5 minutes. That's all.
I have a point of information, Madam Chair.
A request for information? Go ahead.
Yeah. So, just correct me if I'm wrong. So Adrienne is talking about a motion that's going to be in our next LSB meeting that hasn't actually happened yet. And so is that correct? Am I understanding that correct? Because I have yet to see this motion.
I don't know, but I am thinking this is an issue that needs to be resolved at the level of the Texas LSB.
The range of the staff.
And so does it make sense for the chair of the LSB to inform me either way how they are seeing the issue?
And I have a follow-up point of information.
Okay, follow-up and then Serene. Go ahead.
Sure. Didn't Carol at one point say that if someone missed, because I was asking for clarification on this a while back because I was confused. And Carol said, if I'm not mistaken, that after a member misses, I think it's two meetings, then the chair of that committee reaches out to the person to let them know that their status is perhaps in jeopardy. And isn't there some sort of process that needs to be followed that maybe didn't occur? I'm just wondering what that was.
Good question. I know I was not in touch with Elaine. Let's hear from Serene. She's on the stack.
This is Grace from the stack.
As timekeeper,
I'd like to say we're out of time for this item.
I'm sorry. You raise a point. You can't get on the stack and just speak about other things.
I didn't get on the SAC on the timekeeper.
Without making a point of order and waiting for the chair to recognize you. You don't say timekeeper and begin to speak.
Serene, please go ahead with your point.
If you don't mind, who gets scolded and who doesn't. But at any rate.
No, the timekeeper
you're interrupting me.
Interesting.
The timekeeper gets to get the attention of the chair. The chair recognizes the timekeeper, then the timekeeper does their business. The timekeeper doesn't get to just shout out.
Oh, because in every meeting I've ever been in, the timekeeper is shouted out. That's at my OSB and here. But
yes.
Anyway, let's just move on, though. Serene, what is? Go ahead with your point.
No, that's not how that works.
Serene, please go on with your
point. Excuse me, Eileen Rosin. Stop. The fact is that you choose to correct some people and to allow others to act as though no rules apply. And you need to stop. I said you wouldn't need to contact anybody because it is the job of the secretary to do that.
That's why
and
I was asking you to go ahead. I haven't heard that. All right. I'm sorry if I... I'm sorry if I'm too conversational. I have the terrible habit of responding when people. I apologize. Please go ahead with your point.
No, Eileen, you need to mute yourself once you give somebody the floor. You don't get to give someone the floor and then jump in because you feel you want to say something else.
Serene, please go ahead with your point.
You have interrupted me 5 times. Forget it.
You know, Serene, I'm going to interrupt you. This is Jamie Gomez, and you're being verbally abusive. You need to stop it.
I don't want to call that man to order. He has no business calling my name on this call. He is not the chair. Now you can be a chair, Eileen. Here's where you interrupt. Jamie, you're out of order.
A point of order.
Okay, I'm sorry. Everybody stop. I'm sorry, stop. I had Grace on the stack next, and then Jamie, if you want to also be on the stack,
so
you will follow.
Serene,
you're done for now.
Or for personally addressing another member. Beautiful.
I don't know. What am I supposed to do? Find him, slap him on the wrist. It's done.
You do not have
Please stop yelling.
And you do not, well, obviously you cannot hear me clearly because I just told you what the problem was. He cannot simply seize the floor. He cannot simply name another member. Male white privilege has its limits, even in Pacifica.
I'm not sure that was... Point taken.
I don't want you to speculate about why else he might do it because you have still to correct him.
Point of order.
Please go with your point of order.
Okay. First of all, per Robert's Rules of Order, someone who's making a point of order or wishes to bring another member to order does not have to wait to be recognized. I will send you the Robert's Rules citation regarding this. A person making a point of order can interrupt another speaker, does not have to be recognized by the chair, unless there's a special rule adopted by the body, but that's what it states in Robert's Rules of Order. Next, it's been our tradition for the timekeeper to interrupt or speak whenever there's a time without being recognized by the chair, to tell the speaker or the chair when either the speaker's time is up or the agenda item's time is up. The timekeeper does not have to be recognized. Not our tradition to have the chair recognize the timekeeper. And I will send you the Robert's Rules of Order about points of order and about members asking for another member to be brought to order.
Point of information, Madam Chair, Adriana.
Always have
a rule poorly placed.
Adriana, please go ahead.
Yes, Madam Chair, 2 things in a row. First one, when Member LaViolette was speaking, I asked for a point of order, and you told me that I need to wait. You never finished speaking to give me the floor. No, that's okay. I understand that you are trying to find out which way to go, but we need to be fair and apply it to everybody the same way. And the second situation that I want to clarify is that Mr. Jaime Gomez, no, because he's the chair of the KPFA LSD, that when we have a similar situation with a member of a representative of KPFK, I personally wrote the email to him asking to find a replacement because that member had more than three consecutive absences. It means that is not only the practice of the PMB and every committee, is the practice of this committee till now. Thank you.
Point of order there.
Thank you, Adriana. Carol, go ahead with your point of order.
The practice of the KPFK board is not the subject of this discussion.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Madam Chair, that is not what I said. Sorry that my language didn't allow me to express correctly. What I said is that Mr. Jaime Gomez at KPFK LSP chair received previously from this committee, and I was obviously the chair of this committee, of the other committee meeting, you knew about it too, when a member of that LSP missed more than three consecutive meetings, I send that email asking for that LSE to select a representative. That is the only thing that I say have nothing to do with how KPFK LSE functions. It's how this committee functions and all the committees of the PMB. Thank you.
Thank you, Adriana. I understand. Yes, I did not send any request for replacement for Elaine, because it was unclear to me how long she would be out, and I guess I didn't prioritize that. I'm glad she's recovered and back in our meeting, and I hope she stays. Beyond that, you know, time has passed, and now is now, not to get too woo-woo about it, but I don't see why, if something ain't broke, why fix it at this point. But let's see.
I'd like to offer a point of clarification.
That would be great. Thank you. Go ahead.
The notice comes from the secretary. I thought I conveyed that earlier, but I hear you saying what you didn't do. It has nothing to do with you, as I stated earlier.
Okay, I understand. Let's follow up on this. Adriana, did you say you did send a notice to your LSB chair?
Yes, Madam Chair.
I'm sorry, I've lost track a little bit here.
Yes, yes, I did. As I did before with KPFK, I did the same thing. I talked to the chair, and she assured me that would be in the meeting, in the next LSB meeting. And like I said before, I'm not trying to eliminate anybody. I would gladly have Elaine Duncan as representative from APFT.
Okay, no, understood.
What I'm trying to do is use the same, to be fair, to use the same concept and the same process that we always use in the past and even this year. That was the explanation that I was trying to do. And if somebody, misstate what I was trying to say, that is exactly what I'm saying. And like, I want to reiterate it, that I will be the one bringing a motion to accept Ms. Elaine Duncan back in the audit committee. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. I think I understand now. And I will ask Texas to keep us posted and the secretary of this committee. Let us know. All right.
Madam Chair, I have. I'm so sorry. I have one last point of information.
Okay. Is this a point of information or a request for information?
A request for information.
Okay. Thank you. Go ahead. I know the parliamentarian has corrected us at some point. So.
Well, I stand corrected. It's a request for information. So. And again, I don't want to belabor this issue for no reason, but to be clear, because we did talk about this before, to be clear, is the individual who has missed a certain amount of meetings not supposed to be contacted? I mean, I don't know if I'm imagining this now or if this actually was part of a conversation that you previously had. I'm almost certain it was that the person, so in this case, Elaine, would be contacted as a sort of, I don't want to put it this way, but a warning of, hey, you've missed two meetings. If you don't come to the next meeting, we may have to put forward a motion. And to just to, as a form of politeness and to allow that person to be able to respond and act accordingly. Am I imagining this?
I don't know the answer, but it seems to make sense. Madam Secretary, did you also inform Ms. Duncan that were you in touch with her when you were in touch with the LSB chair?
Madam Chair, before I try by phone that is the same practice that is being used in this foundation, is exactly that. The secretary tried to contact the member by phone. We couldn't have any answer from Ms. Elaine Duncan, not only in the audit committee, in our LSB. I understand the medical problem. What I don't understand is what is this committee trying to do? Trying to... we keep going with something that... I mean, why are we keep beating the dead horse? The process is there. It's used every time it's being used. I try to be fair and use it every time. Doesn't mean, like I said, it's not any harm done to Miss Elaine Duncan that I have the pleasure to talk to her last Monday in our LSB meeting. Okay? I don't think that it's any problem at all, and I will really appreciate if our committee doesn't waste time discussing a problem that doesn't exist. Thank you.
Okay, just in future, I would ask, yes, Carol, one second. Just I want to request that we try to contact people by email as well so that we have things in writing like this. So that would have been helpful. She may not have been answering the phone. I don't know. And maybe she was too ill. Carol, please go ahead.
I just want to say that there has been a lot of removal of people in Texas, and there's been a discussion that's been open now in the PNB about
Point of order.
And I think that
out
of practice. There's a lot of practice.
Carol, hang on a second. We have a point of order being raised. Serene, go ahead with your point of order.
The imagined practices of the PNB, of the LSB at KPFT, cannot possibly be relevant to whether or not someone has missed PNB committee calls and the secretary having followed the process to notify them and to notify the chair. That's what that motion says. The same way that when the member made what was a reasonable connection to having provided notice to the KPFK chair about a KPFK audit committee member, someone screamed, oh, that has nothing to do with it. But it sounds like it might even be the same person who's now bringing in something that really has nothing to do with anything we're discussing.
May I continue?
This committee doesn't get to tell the KPFK LSB what to do.
Okay, thank you, Serene. Carol,
may I
without mentioning the KPFT, may I continue?
Please finish your statement, yes.
I have seen in many situations, meetings that I've been in, that strict adherence to this when people who want to continue on boards have been unavailable and then available, there has not been this kind of strict knocking people off boards. And I think that when somebody's been in an automobile accident and has come back, I don't get this, technical removal maneuver. I think it's, I don't like it. That's all.
Well, thank you, Carol.
I would like to speak with you with regard to your response to my point of order.
I'm sorry, which one? Lost track.
Well, it would be the last one. I couldn't be talking about the ones that you totally ignored when you allowed Jamie to abuse me half an hour ago. I'm speaking about the one that you just allowed Carol Travis to actually, slight the entire KPFT LSB and members of this committee.
Madam Chair, we're completely out of time for this item and for the meeting.
Yes, I feel that we're not going to resolve anything. I am sorry, truly, really, sincerely. I'm sorry with your sigh of disbelief, which I'm not surprised at, but I'm not trying to favor anyone. It's just sometimes.
I'm not going to make a point of personal
track.
Privilege
I don't,
on that,
excuse me, I'm speaking.
This call has wasted enough listener money.
Point of order.
This call has been what?
We've wasted enough listener money on this call discussing totally silly things like not
yes.
approving minutes that we have.
Right. Because some people...
Silly one silly thing after
like
another. Amazing.
Yes, thank you. Stop now. You're not... yes, thank you. Somebody was getting on the stack.
What? You...
I asked for the stack.
Adriana asked for a point of order before.
You are truly... amazing, Eileen. Truly amazing.
Thank you.
Point of order.
I don't even know who's speaking and who's asked for points of order.
Madam
being on
Chair,
the
Adriana Casne.
I heard
Adriana.
Never heard.
Order.
Adriana.
Gomez did and Adriana did.
Adriana, please go ahead.
No, I asked for it first, and then Jamie, and then Adriana.
I'm
no,
sorry,
Madam
that Adrian?
I asked for the point of order. I asked for the point of order almost at the same time that Serene Roberts asked for.
Go ahead, Adriana.
Thank you, Madam Chair. First of all, I want to put very clear that you have from me an email, and I can send you, I think that you have it, where I explain the situation about Elaine Duncan to start with. And the second thing that is part of this point of order is that KPFA, Miss Carol Travis is talking about things that she doesn't know about KPFT LSB, and maybe she should tell us why her LSB have people that vacancies, three vacancies in her LSB since February and March of this year, January and February of this year, and they are defying the PNB orders to fill those vacancies. I mean, I believe that this is not the way at the place.
Thank you. That's the point of order. Then Adrienne, I believe, is up next.
Yeah. Thank you, Eileen. Maybe Carol can answer that question after Adriana maybe answers the question of why telephonic participation, which is something that the PNB voted on, is not being allowed at KPFT right now, and that is why so many members are being kicked off.
Read the bylaws.
You read the
bylaws. Do you know you're supposed to do something with points of order? You know you're supposed
My point of order was, and you're interrupting me, Serene. So my point of order was is that Serene is being very rude, and I echo Jamie's sentiments that she's being abusive to the chair, and I ask her to be called to order when she does that. That's my point of order.
Thank you, Adrienne. After Adrienne, Jamie was on the stack.
Yes, thank you, Adrienne. Thank you, Adrienne. You kind of said what I was thinking in wanting to clarify for the body why I made the statement I did. I think that I might have said point of order before I made that statement. Now, it's my understanding that a motion to adjourn is not debatable, and I would like to make a motion to adjourn.
Do we need to second that or no? We don't
no.
need to second things in committee. Any objections?
Yes. Do we need to set another meeting time? I mean,
yes,
God forbid,
do.
But yes. But
yes.
Please, next time, let's have this same conversation all over again.
That's a great idea. Okay, when shall we meet again? Would another 2 weeks? All right, I'm proposing the 19th of November.
What is the new deadline for the completion of the audit?
Well, it's been November 30th is the date we gave California. I don't believe we're going to make that date, and we need to, I think in the meeting that Maxie has proposed, a new date will have to be set, and we'll probably have to contact the Attorney General's office before the November 30th date. I would see that as advisable, rather than just letting it pass by or waiting till the last minute. And that's what I've got.
Madam Chair,
I'd like to
report point of information.
Go ahead.
Okay,
go
the
ahead.
19th is open on the KPFGX calendar.
Thank you.
Madam Chair, Adriana?
Yes, Adriana.
Yes. Do you want me to set if a committee wants? I can set November 19th, that is open in the calendar, to the next,
yes.
If a committee decide that will be, and please let me know, will be first open at an executive?
Yes, I would make it the same as we usually do, 1 hour for open and 1 hour for closed, just in case.
Okay. With an alternative date.
I'm sorry, go ahead. What was that? What date would that be?
I suppose next.
Next week, the 12th?
Next Monday, the 12th.
It's not open. Strategic Planning Committee has a meeting.
Okay, we can stream more than we can stream more than one meeting at a time if it's prearranged. That's not a problem.
That's a conflict for me, which may be why you would vote for that.
This is Julia.
I would like to propose the 19th. Can we vote on the 19th? This is Grace. I move that we meet again on the 19th.
I can't make the 19th. Ken Laufer can't make the
19th. You are suggesting the 12th because of the where we stand with the audit, and that we might want to meet sooner rather than later. Would that be correct?
Are you addressing me, Serene?
Yes, I'm addressing you. That is the reason.
Okay, I'm sorry. There's noise there. What are you saying?
Can you use that room to blow into your mouthpiece? I think. Thank you. I was asking if your reason for suggesting the 12th is because, you know, we're behind on the audit and might be better to catch up sooner rather than later. Would that be correct?
We are running into both. Miss Givens is that Thursday, so I don't know how many people might be available on the 19th. Sometimes people travel that week. And I also think we need to get a firmer hand on exactly where the logjam is, because things are not flowing as they should, and we're not going to get endless extensions.
Madam Chair, Carol, for the staff.
Yes,
I was going to finish, but that's okay.
I'm sorry. Carol, go ahead.
I would like to vote on the motion for the 19th that Grace has put on the floor. And I would like to argue for it because, as Mr. Jackson said, that some of what we want to do is let the work of the various business managers and NATA, et cetera, do the work rather than answer our questions. And so I think letting it go a little longer is good. So I'd like to vote on that.
I think we can vote on the 19th, and that doesn't discount, that's not mutually exclusive with a meeting on the 12th. So if we want to vote on the 19th for starters, we can do that.
That's not how that works. That's not how, point of order.
Okay, go ahead, Serene, explain why we can't do that.
There's a because the rule is that if there's a motion on the floor and there's an amendment, you vote on the amendment first.
Oh, was that an amendment? Your suggestion to meet on the 12th is an amendment? I thought it was.
I might even have used the words, but that is clearly the intent. It's an alternative to what was said.
Not necessarily. It's not mutually exclusive, as I say.
You voted on the last meeting first. Spin it how you want.
All right. Let's take that vote then, I guess, on the amendment. Madam Secretary, can you conduct the vote, please?
Yes, Madam Chair.
Thank you.
This is voting the 12th, right? It's for voting the 12th. Is that what
it's for meeting?
Perfect.
For meeting
Grace Adams.
From Simon.
Grace Adams.
Point of information.
Go ahead.
Elaine Duncan. I'm sorry, Madam Chair.
One moment. Let's hear the request for information.
We start the vote. Right. The vote request is not being interrupted. Thank you.
Well, for me to vote, I need an answer. Is this the date that Carol had a conflict?
Yes.
Okay. Thanks.
All right. Yes. Can we conduct this vote then? Go ahead, Madam Secretary.
Jaime Gomez?
Gomez, abstain.
Thank you.
Madam Secretary, this is Grace. I voted no.
Oh, my God.
Madam Chair, okay,
please, can you ask the members not to interrupt the vote and not try to tell people the way to vote, explaining
Madam Secretary, let's just clarify that we know which way we're voting. Let's say
that's
meet on
clarified.
Let me just do this because I don't think everybody's clear. The amendment is to meet on the 12th. So if you vote yes, it means you are for the 12th. Okay? Let's move forward then.
This is Julie. Are we at May now? I vote no.
Okay.
Thank you. Ken Laufer. Adrienne LaViolette.
No.
Janine Roberts.
Yes to the cloth.
Thank you. Aileen Rosen.
Pass.
Yes. Jane Sagerson.
I'm going to pass.
Thank you. Carol Travis.
No.
Thank you. Paulina Vasilev. I cannot hear you, Pauline. Maskita Washington. I cannot hear Maskita. Irina Kasnabel, yes. I go back to James Agatha.
Abstain.
Is anybody that I'm missing? Maskita, Paulina?
How did Grace vote?
She already voted. She voted
I voted no.
I have three yes, four no's, and two abstentions.
Who are your yeses? I have I have Adriana and Serene, yes. Was there another yes?
Yourself.
No, I said pass. I said pass.
Oh. Okay, I'm sorry. What is your vote, Madam Chair?
I'm going to say no.
Okay. And then we have two yes and five no's and three abstentions, Madam Chair.
Okay, thank you.
Should I continue with the 19 vote, Madam Chair, or we are not voting?
Sure. Yes.
Okay. Grace Adam?
Yes.
Adrienne LaViolette?
Yes.
Amy Gomez?
Yes.
Julie Hewitt?
Yes.
Ken Laufer? Serene Roberts?
I'm confused. What is this vote for?
Mr. Laufer, we are voting. I'm the secretary. May I explain it to him?
Yes,
we are voting on the 19th, the meeting of the audit committee to be posted in the 19th.
Oh, I'm sorry. I can't make it, so I'll vote no.
Okay. Can go for now. Serene Roberts, she already voted. Eileen Rosen?
Yes.
James Agleton?
Yes.
Yes. Carol Travis?
Yes.
Paulina Vasilev? Maskita Washington? Is anybody that passed?
I'm sorry, Madam Secretary?
Yes?
I would like my vote recorded as an abstention.
Okay. Sharon Robert, that's there.
Thank you.
Janica, thank you. Is anybody that I didn't record the vote? I have Jaime Gomez, Gray Saturn, Ariella Violet, Julie Hewitt, Elaine Rosen, James Agerton, Carol Travis, Ken Lawford, Kevin Roberts, and Ileana Kasnev. Anybody else? Okay. We have 7 yes, 1 no, and 2 abstentions, Madam Chair.
Okay, what was your vote, Adriana?
I abstain.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I will suggest, if I may, I will discuss this with Maxie, but maybe we can provide a written report on any meetings that happen between now and 2 weeks from now, some of the ones we've discussed. So I'll follow up on that. All right.
I don't understand what you're saying, Madam Chair. I'm sorry? I didn't catch what you were saying.
I'm sorry. Several people were speaking. I couldn't understand.
I'm trying to ask what you were saying because I couldn't understand what you just said.
Actually, it would be out of order, so I'm not. I won't repeat it. Thank you, though.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
All right. I believe we heard a motion to adjourn a little while ago. Did anyone else want to say anything before that?
Yes. Thank you very much for your patience, Eileen.
Oh,
I agree.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you. Think so.
Practice working with that even hand, though.
I would like to try that. You may have noticed I don't have always a lot of patience for the process items. And, you know, Pacifica is in dire straits. And, you know, I just tend to look at what needs to get done. So that's just how it is where I am. So
Sweet.
Thank you for
you
patience with me as well.
Rules for a reason.
Thanks a lot.
And rules exist for a reason.
Good night.
Mm-hmm. I understand. Okay, thank you. I think we have...
Thanks, Eileen.
Thank you, Eileen.
Thank you
Good
to
night.
Everyone for your
thank
contribution.
You,
Good night. Okay, take care,
Good night.
Everyone.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Good night.